You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you hear the word football, two sports might initially come to mind, either the NFL or soccer. But there's actually a third kind of football, and it's been drawing players from across the Sacramento and San Joaquin area for more than a decade.
Nice, way to get the ball out. Good job. Yeah, Billy.
NPR, watch out.
With you, coach. With you.
Early in the season, get those kinks out.
Suns on me. Suns on three. 1, 2, 3. Suns!
And that is Cap Radio senior producers Sarit Lashinsky and Andrew Garcia giving us a front row seat and getting a little dirty. That is just a taste of the first practice of the season for the Sacramento Suns, an Australian rules football or footy club based here in the capital city. To help us get a better introduction to the team and the sport, we're now joined by Lorey Kwaka and Sean McEachran. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
So a lot of people might hear football, of course, reflexively think about the NFL. But what exactly is Australian rules football? What makes it so unique and exciting?
Well, what makes it unique is quite a few things. I always try to explain to people that it's a mix of rugby and soccer, but it's played on a cricket field, if you've ever seen one of those. It's a giant oval, so it's almost the size of two American football fields. They can be as long as 180 yards and then 50 yards wide. So there's a lot of running like there is in soccer, but there's tackling with no pads like there is in rugby.
What drew you to this sport?
I liked the freedom of it. There's no offsides, and I did play rugby at Sac State. And I loved it, but I feel like I would get singled out to get tackled a lot. And in rugby, you want to get tackled sometimes to keep possession of the ball. And in footy, if you're fast enough, you won't get tackled. So especially in my prime, I was zipping around people and not getting tackled. And I don't know, I just got addicted to it.
You know, with Australian rules football, also rugby, of course, popular sports worldwide, not necessarily as much so compared to sports in the U.S. What drew you down this athletic path to pursue both of these sports?
I think just I was just one of those people that was just always like athletic in some way. And so having some physical activity to always do. And then definitely the camaraderie with the team aspect. Really, like, half the jobs I've had is because of my teammates, and places to live are just from people that we have our little community and we just really help each other.
How big is Aussie rules football in Australia?
In Australia, it's huge. Some places are really more into it than others, but if you definitely go down to Melbourne, that's all they live and breathe.
Oh, amazing. So we're learning more about the Sacramento Suns. I mean, how long has the team been around here?
It's been around since 2009. Matt and Amy Bishop, as well as Helen Mondia, helped start the club. And yeah, we've just grown since.
Who are the players? I mean, what kind of walks of life do they come from? I mean, you have been like a longtime athlete, so that makes a lot of sense. But do you have other people who play that maybe, you know, this is kind of like their first venture into sports?
Yeah, we definitely invite people who have no idea what they're doing or have never played a contact sport before. Like, we do get, especially the women, we get a lot of people who, you know, we don't grow up playing contact sports here in the U.S. So that's something that it's introduced to them. And yeah, we have people from all over. I mean, we have some doctors, nurses, like I'm an archaeologist. We have just people who, I guess, just come from all these different backgrounds, and somehow they hear about us and yeah, they come out and give it a go.
And how long have you been playing with the Suns?
I've been playing for 14 years.
14 years. And you also have played for the USA national women's team,
yes,
correct?
For 4 years.
That is just, I mean, incredible. I mean, you mentioned that, you know, maybe when it comes to, you know, girls, young women playing sports, you know, maybe you're not used to playing contact sports. What advice would you have for someone who maybe wants to give it a go, but feels a little intimidated at first?
It's not as scary as you think, especially at least with the women, since I've never played the men's games. We're so supportive, even when you're playing other cities. Like I now have friends all over the country, and even, you know, I'll tackle one of my friends and we'll both get up and give each other a hug. And so it's not as intense and scary as you think it is. And you'll learn that it's just like tackling someone can kind of be freeing sometimes. So let's that aggression get out of you that you didn't realize you had.
And so there is a men and a women's team, correct? Here
correct.
In the area.
Yes.
Sean, just I would love to learn about your start in Aussie Rules football here in Sacramento.
No worries. Yeah, I'm from Australia originally, and so I grew up with the game, but didn't really play a lot actually until I came to the States. And it was one of those things that you just kind of hear a lot of through advertisements. It was strange. I think they were targeting me, you know, just with cookies and things like that. And I came to the Bay Area and I realized there was quite a big culture here. So about 14 years ago, around the same time as Larray, I started playing for the men's team with the expectation that I was going to, you know, be an all-star. And then I was quite surprised to see on how good the American talent was, with a lot of basketball players, soccer players, people playing field hockey, making that natural extension into Australian rules, which is kind of a mixture of a lot of different sports.
Yeah, I find that interesting when you're talking about that natural extension. So, you know, if you're good at basketball, maybe you would be good at Aussie rules football?
100%. Yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities between the game. Obviously, there's a little bit more contact involved in Aussie rules, but I think a lot of the athleticism that you see in the NBA extends well to the Australian rules sport.
I know that there's a men's team, a women's team, but do you all practice co-ed ever?
Yes, yeah, we do. We have a pretty good culture in the fact that we co-mingle. Some of the men will play on the women's team if we're having a little bit smaller numbers on certain days, but we practice together and there's a lot of camaraderie between the men's and the women's game.
Lori, what is that experience like?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, sometimes we get to tackle the men, too, which is kind of fun. And, you know, we might not be able to get them all the way down, but it's just more of a fun thing of them like, oh, come on, try to tackle me. But definitely when we go to the big tournaments, like we try to go to nationals every year and Western regionals, and just having that the men support us on the sidelines is huge for us. And I know it's the same for them. So, you know, I know cities where it's only a men's team, they don't have that huge sideline support like we do here in Sacramento.
That's amazing. I mean, that's so special, like building that type of camaraderie within both of the teams. What are some of, I guess, maybe the fun aspects of team building? I hear that there are some like unique nicknames that each player gets, Sean.
Yeah, I think that's part of Australian culture. I think we're just lazy by default. And so if you've got a name that's a couple syllables, we'll try and shorten it down to one. So that's a big part of it. And then I think the other aspect would just be the travel, traveling to a different city, traveling to one of the tournaments that Larray mentioned, regionals or the national championship. It's just a really fun experience, right? You get there and you play a lot of games during one day or over a weekend. And kind of going through the battle with your teammates builds a lot of, camaraderie and just a lot of team spirit for the club and a lot of passion for the sport. And you make a lot of great friendships during these tournaments as well.
As I mentioned, Sarit and Andrew, they went to the practice at Airfield Park in Natomas, one of the many locations where you practice as teams. But one of the players told Andrew that the team sings a song after they win.
Yeah, we have a few different songs. We have songs for best player. We have songs for the club as we win a game. And then a couple of just kind of Australian, I'd say, more on the cheeky side of songs that we'll sing at the pub afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe not for public radio.
No. Maybe a filtered version.
So some of the nicknames that I was told, Rabbit, Rhino, Yo-Yo, Peacock. What's your nickname, Sean?
Mine's pretty simple. It's a traditional Australian name for McEachran. It's a tricky one, so everyone just calls me Macca.
Okay. How about you, Larray?
Laza.
Laza. Where does that come from?
I learned that anyone named Laura, Lauren, Lori, pretty much is called Laza.
It's all one and the same.
Yeah.
When it comes to the different levels of play or leagues, I mean, how many are available here in Sacramento, Sean?
We have the men's Division One team, which we will send up to Division One or Division Two, depending on how we rank within the national scoring system. And then within that, we'll have games for maybe a more like a B division within our group. So that gives us two levels within the men's. And then the women generally have the one division, and that sort of just depends on where they rank in the national standings. And then we have a tag league as well, which is kind of a bit more open, I think, as far as skill levels, et cetera, right? Where you're not necessarily representing the Sacramento in the national stage.
Any idea how many people have played over the years?
I think it's several hundred now. Yeah, we've been able to get probably close to 200 through the tag league, maybe a little over that, and then probably around 75 to 100 people that have played for the tackle team over the decade or so that we've been playing together.
Yeah, and Lorraine, you'd know. You've been doing it for 14 seasons now.
Yeah, I think it's around that number. But yeah.
As a longtime Suns player, previously co-captain and a team leader, I mean, you mentioned and you kind of alluded to some of the challenges of fielding a women's team. I mean, what goes into actually having a women's team here in Sacramento?
Well, we need the numbers, and I think that's the hardest thing to get.
It's 18, right, on the field?
18 aside, so it's a lot of people, but as I said, the field is huge, and it's a lot of running, and then also just getting women who are not used to contact sports to play is hard. And then the other difficulty we come across is just women, you know, they get older and they have children, and it's a lot harder for women to bounce back after having a child. We have quite a few women who have come back after having kids, and they're beasts. I love them. They're amazing, such inspirations. But for some, you know, it just birth took a lot out of them and they just can't do it anymore. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And we respect that. And some do still come out and just support, which we appreciate. So it's just hard to get numbers and have those numbers stay for the women.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions that, you know, maybe if someone is a little bit wary of wanting to give this a try for the first time?
I think the biggest thing is just people are afraid of getting hurt. And one of the first things we always try to teach is like how to tackle and how to be tackled. So that when you are tackled, you don't get hurt. I mean, I've been playing for 14 years and I only have a couple injuries, just some broken fingers, which were my fault. I don't know. I didn't know how to catch a ball. So that was my fault. And the only other injury I had was just from an illegal tackle that had happened, but nothing else since then. And so I think that if people just aren't so afraid, like you can get hurt just standing up off your couch. So
yeah, I mean, I think about when I was a kid, you know, getting a scuffed knee or, you know, maybe twisting an ankle. I mean, it's kind of like just playing around in the playground. As we get older, you know, we become a little bit more cautious, but it also seems really valuable to ease your body in this way.
Yes. I mean, I feel like I'm 36 and I'm the strongest I've ever been. It makes me want to be a better player and be more fit. And because before that, I mean, I was in my 20s when I started, but I was just a tiny little skinny thing. And now I'm like, okay, I need more muscle and like all this to be better at the sport that I love.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Lorraine Kwaka and Sean McAkron from the Sacramento Suns, Australian Rules Football Club. You know, doing a little bit of diving, Lorraine, I mean, you were interviewed by ESPN back in 2017 talking about the participation in the sport. How have you seen this sport grow and change in your time with the Suns?
It's grown so much. I remember when we first started, it was very small. That was when I first started, it was back in 2012. And, you know, we had our tight-knit little group of people, but now we have such a big community. And even the people who have retired or moved on, like they're still part of our community in some way. And I just love that.
Sean, what does it mean for you as an Aussie yourself? What does it mean for you to be able to share this sport with Sacramentans and just watch it grow here in the U.S.?
Yeah, it's a really fun experience, I reckon, coming from Australia to see the passion that Americans have for the game and to see how big it's got. When you go to the national championship, I think it's the biggest Australian rules tournament in the world. So we're talking, you know, 20 teams, multiple divisions. I think several thousand people show up, and you'll get Australian celebrities that show up. So people that I would have had a hard time meeting in Australia due to their celebrity status, they come to America and no one knows who, you know, they are from Australian rules football. But I get a chance to go up and shake hands with some of my heroes, which is fantastic. But yeah, it's just been a really great experience and a really great chance to actually compete in something at such a high level at, you know, a later stage in your life, finding this game and really allowing, you know, yourself to really compete at a high level has been fun.
That is so cool. You know, for people who maybe don't even know that Aussie rules football exists, but they go to a match or a game, I mean, does it catch people's attention really easy? Is it easy to just draw people in like hook, line, and sinker once they actually like see it in action?
Yeah, I think so. I think it is a quite attractive game in the sense that it's very fast moving. I think one of the misconceptions is that it's rugby, right? That you just kind of run and bang heads. But this game is a little bit more free flowing. And so I think people just look at it and, you know, the ball is flying in the air. People are kicking it, running all over the place. It really does sort of raise a few eyebrows and people come up and ask, what is this game? And they've maybe seen it on television once before. So I think it does draw people in, and we've had people from all walks of life come join the team.
Lorray, I mean, when it comes to helping, I guess, the future footy players like come to fruition here in Sacramento, do you like host any clinics for youth?
We do. We host youth clinics usually Saturday mornings before our Metro games. And we've been having bigger and bigger turnouts. I think our youth program is one of the best in the nation. So just having the kids come out, and it's also great for the teammates who've had kids. Now their kids can come out and play and enjoy this sport with their parents and like do it as a family. Because we do have a lot of couples who each both play men and women, and then their children play in the youth program. And it's just awesome to really bring whole families into the communities.
Are there any big rivalries here in California? What is the competitive spirit like?
We do have some, you know, big rivalries. I think for us, it's San Francisco's our biggest rival. But we also have just such a good relationship with them that it's, at least for me, I know when I play on the field, it's, you know, like, okay, we're playing San Francisco. We got to be serious. But the second the game's over, we just all like to hang out and just have a good time with each other.
Yeah, Sean, are there a lot of big personalities or characters on the team?
For sure. There's a lot of people with, you know, the nicknames kind of go along with the personality, I think. So someone like Rooster or Peacock, their personalities follow the name. And similarly on other clubs, you have a lot of big characters and a lot of Aussies that come and bring that sort of larrikin attitude to the sport. And I think that's part of the fun.
If someone wants to join, I mean, there's space. What are the skills needed to be a good player? Are there any kind of requirements, something that you're looking for?
From my perspective, I think no. I think we're looking for anyone that just wants to get out, enjoy the fresh air, get a run, be part of a team sport, and, you know, just get out there and compete. So I think obviously the more athletic you are, the easier it'll come along. If you've got basketball skills, if you've played soccer, these kind of are natural extensions of Aussie rules. So I think soccer, rugby, any sport like that where you've used your hand and your feet, I think will naturally extend into Aussie rules.
Are there tryouts?
We generally have a couple of open days that have unfortunately just finished, but our tackle league has just started. So people can come down any time on Saturday, look at us on Instagram or sacfooty.com, and we'll get information. And then we also have practices on Wednesdays, and those are open for anyone to come down and get a look at the game.
Finally, Lorray, 14 seasons and counting. What makes a good player?
Ooh, I think just the drive, just wanting to come out and just do your best and also just have fun.
Yeah, that is the most important thing,
right? Just
have
fun and just have a good time with it. And, you know, I mean, you know, you win some games, which is great, but you lose a lot too. And I guess just the willingness to learn and just be open to a new experience. That's kind of what drew me in, is I went and just tried it, and then I fell in love with it.
Well, Lorray and Sean, thank you so much for stopping by.
Of course. Thank you.
Lorray Kwaka and Sean McEachran are from the Sacramento Suns Australian Rules Football Club. We have been getting an introduction about the sport of footy in the capital city. Still ahead, another talented band has taken the top prize for NPR's Tiny Desk Contest in honor of the beloved tradition. We'll listen to some of our favorite submissions from our backyard. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.